Good afternoon with WXPR. I'm Katie Thorson. The candidates for Wisconsin's superintendent of schools are clashing over reopening schools, teacher unions, and the private school voucher program. Deb Kerr and Jill Underlie squared off in a virtual debate Thursday hosted by the Greater Milwaukee Committee. The race is officially nonpartisan, but conservatives have largely lined up behind Kerr, while Underlie has the backing of Democrats. Underlie touted her endorsement from the statewide teachers union, while Kerr said she is not beholden to the teachers unit. Kerr is pushing for schools to reopen, while Underlie says larger districts face challenges others do not. Kerr backs the voucher program, and Underlie wants to freeze enrollment. Dozens of people ignoring coronavirus protocols filled the state capitol room for a hearing on legislation to limit the government's response to public health emergencies. The Assembly Committee on Constitution and Ethics hearing did not require mask wearing, and those who filled the room did not wear masks or socially distance themselves Wednesday, ignoring the advice of public health officials who say face coverings will limit the spread of COVID-19. Lawmakers have been at odds about mask wearing in committee hearings, with many Republican lawmakers choosing not to do so. In Michigan, business groups are urging Governor Gretchen Whitmer to let employers reopen their offices for in-person work during the coronavirus pandemic, rather than extend a restriction to set it to expire in mid-April. In October, after a court ruling upended the Democrat governor's order, the Michigan Occupational Safety and Administration issued a 6-month emergency rule to keep intact a requirement that employers prohibit in-person work to the extent that employees' activities can feasibly be completed remotely. Whitmer this week announced the formation of a work group to assess and make recommendations for a phased return to office work. Rhinelander has a new city administrator. The Rhinelander City Council unanimously approved Zach Verwink's contract last night in a special session. Earlier this week, Mayor Chris Fredrickson announced the city had successfully negotiated an employment contract with Verwink. Mayor Fredrickson hired Verwink as a consultant in May 2020 to help with the administrative duties after the termination of former administrator Daniel Guild following his arrest. At $111,500, Verwink's salary is more than past city administrators. Rhinelander Human Resources Director Doreen St. Ogney says Verwink's salary still comes in under the $133,000 the city budgeted for the position this year.
Comps for city administrators for other municipalities, and the range actually I put into my monthly HR report for council, it was between $97,000 base up to, I believe it was $116,000 base for comparable.
For comparison, former Administrator Daniel Guild's contract paid him $95,000. Fredrickson says it's also close to past compensation with just a different balance of salary and benefits. This is Rhinelander's 6th city administrator since 2015, including 2 people who served as interim administrators. The city said Verwink was their top candidate, but did not say out of how many. He immediately started as city administrator following last night's meeting. Lakes and most rivers in the Northwoods are still ice-covered, but this summer, boaters on the popular Minocqua chain of lakes will be on notice that the channel between Minocqua Lake and Lake Tomahawk will be entirely slow, no wake. The channel runs some distance between the two lake bodies. All except a half-mile section is slow, no wake. The half-mile lies in Minocqua Township, and boaters in the past could speed through that section if they wished. That changed Tuesday when the Minocqua Town Board voted 3-1 to change it over to slow no wake. Supporters of the change say safety was a concern due to an increase in the number of large boats and their larger motors. Town Chairman Mark Hartsheim says there have been pontoon boats with twin 300-horsepower outboards cruising the lakes. But opponents say there are safety concerns, so far there's been hardly any accidents in the channel and few complaints to the police department. All agreed that boaters need to dial back their speed and practice better boating etiquette while on the lakes. The town plans to beef up its boat patrol presence this boating season. The city of Rhinelander could have a shot at millions of dollars in state money to address its PFAS problem if a proposed law by Governor Evers is approved. In his budget plan, Evers plans to provide $20 million, in the funding for communities to respond to PFAS contamination. Rhinelander might be a candidate for some of that money, says Darcy Foss, the administrator of the DNR's Environmental Management Division.
That $10 million in the governor's budget per year, so $20 million in the first 2 years, if this would pass, could help local governments pay for those kind of treatment systems on their wells.
PFAS made the comments in a PFAS forum organized by Wisconsin's Green Fire. PFAS is a group of chemical compounds with links to thyroid disease, low birth weight, and cancer. Elevated levels of PFAS in two of Rhinelander's five municipal water wells shut down the wells in 2019, and they still remain off. EVER's recommendation is part of a broader plan on PFAS, which also calls for the testing of every public system in the state. Your forecast for today: sunny with a high of 36, tonight partly cloudy and a low around 10 degrees, tomorrow mostly sunny and a high near 38. This is WXPR News. From stay-at-home orders and business shutdowns,
it came quickly. We didn't really have any time to prepare for it.
To virtual learning and a new appreciation for the outdoors.
During 2020, we saw just over a 22% increase in visitation.
The COVID-19 pandemic has impacted just about every aspect of our lives over the last year. WXPR is digging into that impact and what still lies ahead.
These vaccines are medical marvels.
Join us Wednesday, March 10th, for an hour-long WXPR special report. Here for a Year, the Impact of COVID-19 on Our Lives airs at 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. on air and online.